Last Thursday, St. Stephen's Day, was the first anniversary of that morning in December when Sister Wendy Beckett, mystic, critic, and celebrity hermit, passed from this world to another. It was around 2012 that I first met Sister Wendy. Well, I say met, but of course, she was a famous recluse within her Carmelite convent. So my first sense of her started with the TV documentaries she presented on the BBC. Every contemporary artist worth their salt must have seen her shows, or can still surf her art guide programmes on YouTube. She had a real gift for explaining fine art and was a bit unusual in both being a woman and a religious in the male-dominated genre of academic art criticism. Sister Wendy's calling was tangible, not only because of her Carmelite spirituality, but because her joy was infectious, and her certainty in the goodness of creation was reassuring. Combined with all of this was her great, good-humoured wit. Some of the cards and letters I received from her make me laugh out loud. Each of these letters and cards carried another message at the same time. It was always a message of faith and a message of trust. Incredibly tiny envelopes, in the most minute handwriting you can imagine, would find their way through the postal system from her caravan in Quidnam, Norfolk, to my door in Dublin. Even before opening the envelope, I would be smiling with the pleasure of receiving such a little missive which had been delivered with as much care as a large box of Waterford crystal.